Welcome to this level 3-4 yoga nidra practice. This is a spiritual practice, and so it is recommended that before you embark on this nidra, that you have done the preparatory practices like yoga asana, regulatory pranayama, mindfulness meditation, and that you are in a state of calmness and prepared for and ready for relaxation. This yoga nidra follows the story of Businda, and this story is from the Yoga Vasistha, a very ancient teaching. So beginning now to settle into your yogic nest for yoga nidra, making sure you feel comfortable and supported in a position that is sustainable for you and for the body. Once you are settled, closing the eyes as is comfortable, possibly wearing an eye covering, taking any last movements, fully settling into the ground, the earth beneath. And when you're ready, begin to listen to the natural, effortless movement of the breath. Simply listening, observing the natural, effortless movement of the breath, the life force, prana. And as you listen and notice the natural and effortless movement of the life force, prana, simply observe. Continuing to listen and observe the movement of the life force, prana. We'll shortly begin a rotation of consciousness around the body, following the 61 points, mama points, energetic centers of the body. This practice is known as Shavayatra, and it cleanses and purifies the nadis, chakra centers, the channels of the body, purifying, enabling the prana to flow freely. We'll begin by bringing the awareness to the eyebrow center, to the eyebrow center. Bringing awareness to the throat, the space between the collarbones at the base of the throat. Bringing awareness now to the right shoulder, right elbow, wrist, right hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, and little finger of the right hand. the right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder. Bringing awareness back to the space between the collarbones at the base of the throat, that little hollow. Awareness across now to the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, little finger of the left hand, left wrist, elbow, left shoulder. Bringing awareness back to the center of the collarbones, the little hollow. Bringing awareness now to the center of the chest, the center of the chest, above the heart. And to the left side of the chest, the nipple. And to the right side of the chest. And back to the center of the chest, above the heart. Bring awareness now to the navel center, the navel. Awareness with the center of the pelvis, the center of the pelvis between the hips. Awareness with the right hip, the right knee, right ankle, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe of the right foot, right ankle, knee, right hip, back to the center of the pelvis and across to the left hip, left knee, ankle, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe of the left foot. Left ankle, knee, left hip. Back to the center of the pelvis, the navel center in the center of the abdomen, the center of the chest above the heart. Awareness up to the space between the collarbones at the base of the throat. And awareness back at the eyebrow center, returning awareness to the eyebrow center. Resting awareness at the eyebrow center. Now bring your awareness to the throat, to the little hollow between the collarbones, and down to the center of the chest, the heart space. Resting your awareness at the heart space, Anahata chakra. Perhaps visualizing at the heart space a green lotus flower. Perhaps visualizing at the heart space a green lotus flower. Resting awareness at the heart space. Anahata. Bring awareness once again to the breath. Noticing and feeling the movement of the life force, prana. Notice how the inhalation, apana, travels down into the heart space, filling the heart. Notice how apana, inhalation, travels down to the heart space, anahata, and fills the heart space. Notice how prana, manifestation of exhalation, arises at anahata, the heart space, but releases up and out from the heart, out of the nose, up and out above the head, releasing into the universal prana. Notice how the exhalation, prana, arises from the heart space, releases out above the head into the universal prana. The inhalation, apana, arises from Divadasanta, which is a space above the head, about 12 fingers space above the head. This is where apana arises and travels down into the body and terminates at the heart space, anahata. Notice this. And now bring your focus of attention to prana and the movement of prana on the exhalation. The exhalation arises at anahata and then moves up and out, leaving the nostrils and rising further and further above the head until the prana terminates at Divadasanta, the space 12 fingers above the eyebrow center, above the head. Divadasanta represents the space between the breaths, the space between apana, the movement of inhalation into the heart, and exhalation, prana, the movement of life force from the heart back into universal prana. Divada Santa, the space 12 fingers above the crown, represents the space between the breaths. This space is infinite consciousness. Notice, glimpse this infinite consciousness that exists at the space between the inhalation and the exhalation, where apana is absorbed by prana, and the exhalation and the inhalation, where prana is absorbed by apana. Apana arises at Divada Santa, the space, and terminates at Anahata Chakra, where it fills and expands. Prana arises at Anahata and expels from the body, terminating at Divada Santa, the space between. Notice the space between apana and prana, the space between prana and apana, between the exhalation and inhalation, between the inhalation and the exhalation. Divada Santa, glimpse infinite consciousness. And now bring the awareness to rest once again at the eyebrow center. Resting awareness at the eyebrow center, Sambhavi Mudra. The eyebrow center, the center of radiance, Sambhavi Mudra, which aligns with Anjana Chakra. And as you rest your awareness at the center of radiance, Sambhavi Mudra, bring to mind the visualization of a mountain, a huge, beautiful mountain rising into the sky. A beautiful, huge mountain rising into the sky, almost like it peaks in the heavens. And upon this beautiful mountain resides a tree, a beautiful tree full of gold and silver leaves. A beautiful tree resting upon the peak of the mountain. And the tree is filled with gold and silver leaves. And upon that tree sits a bird, Businda. Perhaps the bird you manifest in the mind's eye is a crow, if crow resonates with you. Otherwise, picture any bird that resonates with you, but perhaps a crow, Businda, sitting upon this tree of golden and silver leaves on this radiant mountain peak, so high it's almost in the heavens. And as you visualize this beautiful mountain peak with Businda the crow sat upon this gold and silver tree of radiance, sat amongst the heavens of the sky, you are resting amongst peace, tranquility, radiance, This scene in the mind's eye represents radiance, peace, tranquility. The place where apana has been absorbed by prana and prana absorbed by apana in this effortless union, the self is revealed, infinite consciousness. This is the state of samadhi, resting here amongst this scene of peace, equanimity, balance. You are at one with cosmic consciousness. Allow the scene of the mountain, Busunda the crow, and the gold and silver tree to dissolve from the mind's eye, but continue to rest your awareness at Sambhavi Mudra, the space of radiance between the eyebrows, the eyebrow center. And now rest. Rest in peace, tranquility, radiance, equanimity, balance, samadhi. You are one with cosmic consciousness. The self is revealed. The self is revealed. Infinite consciousness. Rest here as infinite consciousness. Rest now. Infinite consciousness. Continue to behold the true self, infinite consciousness, as we now begin the journey to reintegrate with the external. Resting in the knowledge that you are now liberated and know the true self, infinite, eternal consciousness, peace, tranquility, radiance. Bring awareness to the effortless movement of the life force, the breath, apana, inhalation movement, from above the head into the heart and the hatha. Notice the exhalation, prana, moving from the heart, releasing up and out into the world above. Continue to listen and notice the effortless movement of the life force. Here you may choose to repeat your sankalpa, choosing to repeat your sankalpa 3 times. And if you don't have a sankalpa, perhaps repeating this affirmation 3 times. I am at peace within my heart. I am at peace within my heart. I am at peace within my heart. And I am not affected by the events of the world. Bringing awareness to Anahata Chakra. Bringing awareness to the movement of the life force, prana. Bring awareness to the physical body in contact with the earth. The back of the head. The shoulders. Back of the arms and hands. The spine and back body. The back of the hips and buttocks, back of the thighs and knees and calves, and the heels and the feet. Reconnecting to the physical body and the earth beneath you. Reconnecting to the physical body and the earth beneath you. You may wish to deepen your breath, your life force, deepening your inhalation, extending the exhalation, beginning to bring animation to the physical body, stretch or move, feel the body, then move it as you wish. Reconnecting to the physical body and the earth, and to the external, to the air around you, the air on face and skin and clothes, the temperature, any sounds, light, perhaps color as you start to gently blink the eyes open. Reconnecting with the earth, the external. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Shanti.